Right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Thursday, March 19th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a ton of sports already underway today. Good luck to all of you playing these sports. We have LIV Golf underway. We have PGA Valspar Championship. We have the College Basketball March Madness Tournament underway. We have League of Legends and tennis all going as well. So plenty to sweat throughout the middle of the day. For the evening, we have a six-game NBA main slate coming up, 11-game NHL slate, and then there's still smaller college basketball slates on tap as well. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen here. Do have a couple questions to get us started today, so we will start there and then just kind of see where things go. So, first question of the day, is there a way to backtest slates with pre-contest sims for contests you didn't play? Specifically trying to do this for Showdown. Thanks. Yes, you can do this. So, there is one small caveat, but we'll talk about it when we get there. So why don't we go back to, say, yesterday, and we will go back to an NBA showdown. And I did not play NBA showdown yesterday. So we're going to go back to the Lakers-Houston showdown. It's actually a really good game if you guys caught it. I thought this game was very good going back and forth. Okay, so one thing to know here, and actually we're going to go to yesterday's classic slate first to talk about this, and then we're going to jump back to the showdown. So with NBA, for instance, we have live sims, which means that as the game goes on, we're taking in the scores and we're reprojecting the players, right? So at the end of the slate, we know exactly how many players, exactly how many points all of the players scored. If I were to run a backtest on yesterday's NBA Classic main slate, and then I ran sims, SaberSim would know how many points all of the players scored, and it would push basically the winning lineups to the top of your pool. Now, that's not super indicative of a pre-slate environment. So what you have to do on a classic slate is you need to go to the contest tab. You need to go to the field lineups column. You need to click this gear icon and turn off these two toggles. Turning off these two toggles will take you back to truly a pre-slate environment where you can properly backtest as if the slate has not happened. Okay, that's what I wanted to specifically call out here, is the gear icon and these toggles, right? So if we go to showdown, okay, now we're going to go to showdown for yesterday. We go to the contest tab. The field lineups column does not have that gear icon. The reason is because this is a non-late swap slate. So the live data in live sims can only be used if you are late swapping, because we will use the information that is coming in for the games that have started and then combine that with the games that have not happened, right? So since all of the players lock at the same time for showdown, you are not at risk of ever using the live data and getting skewed results. Okay, I just wanted to be very clear about that. So there's nothing special you need to do in terms of like avoiding the live data or anything like that. So you can come into the old showdown And then let's say I want to backtest the flagship contest, even though I didn't play it, right? Okay, all I need to do is I need to come in here. I need to enable the contest sim for that contest. You could take this a step further. Let's say you are more likely to enter 20 entries into this contest than max it out. Hey, when I play this contest, you know, this upcoming NFL season, for instance, right? I'm probably only going to enter 20 lineups into it. Okay, I would change the user entries. If you are unlikely to max it, I wouldn't leave it at 150. I would enter a number that matches what you're more likely to play. Okay, so here I change it to 20, but I've turned on this sim. Great. Now I can go into a build, and we're going to generate some lineups. All right, we're going to kick off this build. Lineups are finishing. Okay, so this is the second part that you need to be aware of. So when you backtest, if you do not upload an entry file, meaning you didn't play this, which is what, you know, this question was discussing, you have one of two options. Option one is you can backtest with the regular portfolio option. This uses SaberScore, okay? So portfolio and SaberScore work here. Uniques one and SaberScore also work here. Uniques one, and we got to run this contest sim. I forgot to do that. Okay, our contest sim finished. Uniques one and contest ROI also work. The only thing that does not work is Portfolio Plus. You cannot backtest with Portfolio Plus for a contest that you did not play. In order to backtest using Portfolio Plus, you must have an entry file, which will tell us the exact contests you're playing, and then use that contest to solve the portfolio. So of the, I'd call it four major sorting metrics, Portfolio Plus, Portfolio, Uniques One ROI, Uniques One SaberScore, Portfolio Plus is the one that requires an entry file to be uploaded. So aside from that, you can run your back tests, you can, you know, change your settings, your filters, your sliders, your rules, you know, anything else you want, but that is effectively how I would be going about backtesting a slate that I did not play. All right. Good question there. Okay. Next question. In direct fill, is random the same as unique random, or is that feature exclusive to pro subs? For the starter package, is there any difference in direct fill on the new Saber app versus the old? Okay, so this question is going to take us back to old Saber Sim. Okay, so what I've done here is I've entered some contests for the upcoming night college basketball slate, so we can demonstrate this, okay? So I am going to switch to old Saber Sim first, which is where direct fill originally came from, okay? In the old Saber Sim, we used to have two fill methods. We had direct fill And then we had autofill. So let's go back to old first and kind of discuss how this works. All right. So we're going to go back to college basketball for tonight. And I'm going to open a new build. So the big distinction between old and new SaberSim in terms of which one you are currently using is going to be the icon in the build. The tools icon is new SaberSim. The clipboard icon is old SaberSim. Okay. So I'm going to bring in the entry file that I got. And now I can see I'm playing two contests with 8 entries total. Okay. So now we're going to build some lineups for college basketball. And when I kick off this build, the lineups tab pops out. I have direct fill and I have autofill. And we're just letting these lineups run. We'll probably stop it early, but we'll get a decent number of lineups before we do that. All right, we have 8 entries, 150 lineups is more than enough for us to demonstrate this. All right, so lineups are loading. I'm going to come in to the lineup section and I'm going to kick off the contest sims. I haven't used old SaberSim in a very long time. Okay, so right now I'm using direct fill and I'm sorting by target contest ROI. What target contest ROI is doing is it is combining the ROIs. It is averaging them out. It's saying, hey, you know, the lineup has an ROI of 50 in this contest. And then the lineup has a ROI of 100 in the second contest. And then it's giving the lineup a score of 75, for instance. It's averaging it out, okay? So in direct fill, you have a couple options here. You have unique rank, and unique random, okay? So what unique rank will do is when I click this drop down on the save button, I can see the order of the contests, okay? The top contest, the quarter jukebox has 3 entries. The bottom contest, the dime time has 5 entries. So when I use unique rank, the top 3 lineups are going to go into the quarter jukebox since that this one's on top. And then the bottom 5 lineups will go into the dime time. It's going to understand the order of the contests and then put the lineups in accordingly. If I move these, if I say, hey, I want to fill the dime first and I switch the order, now the top 5 lineups go into the dime time and then the bottom 3 lineups go into the quarter jukebox, okay? That is what unique rank does. What rank fill will do, okay, this one will say, hey, one contest has 5 entries and one has 3. It's going to start filling the lineup. It's going to put the lineups into the contests from the top down. So it's going to say, okay, for the first contest, we're going to use the first 5 lineups. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then it starts over. For the second contest, it's going to say, hey, we need the top 3 entries. It's going to go 1, 2, 3. Again, from the top down. So what happens with rank is the top 3 lineups got used twice. Lineups 4 and 5 got used once in the dime time. And lineups 6, 7, and 8 were never used. Okay? That's what rank fill does. What Unique Random will do is it will use all 8 lineups, but any combination of the lineups can go into either contest. So for the contest with 3 entries, it could be lineups 8, 6, and 2. It could be lineups 1, 3, and 5. And then whatever lineups don't get used go into the other contest. So what Unique Random does, it makes sure that all of the lineups are used at least once before reusing any lineup. And it makes sure that, but any lineup can be assigned. It doesn't matter the rank. It's just saying, hey, use these lineups total. Don't duplicate them unless all the lineups have been used at least once. So those are what the methods do here in terms of like Unique Random versus rank, etc. Okay, so now we're going to go back to app.sabersim.com. Now that we've talked about what happens on old. And we are just waiting for this to hop on over. Okay, we're going to go back to college basketball. And then I'm going to go to the build one now, because that one will match the tools icon should go with app.sabersim.com. All right. So now I'm going to come in here and I'm going to use, we'll use the direct fill template. So I come in and I go and I use the direct fill template. Okay. And I'm going to make my 2 adjustments to projections. And I'm going to kick off a build. And we're just waiting on lineups to run now. Okay, so the lineups ran. Saber score is calculating. I'm going to run the contest sims. Okay, so contest sims have finished. We're using the Portfolio Plus Diversity. Both of our contests are in the same group, and because we are using direct fill, the lineups match our entries, okay? So this direct fill template most closely relates to the unique random or the unique rank options on old. The rank option on old is now related to the all contests in one group template. When I go to all contests in one group, my number of lineups goes from 8 to 5. And that matches the highest entries I have in any single contest. So how we said it would start at the top, go to 5, and then start back at the top and go to 3. That's what all in one group is doing. So all in one group is rank, and then direct fill is unique rank / unique random. Now The second part we need to talk about is the fill method. Okay? So here, if you hover over fill method, it will say unique rank is the default method. Rank fills based on the max entries per contest, and then random randomly assigns unique lineups. Okay, that is the key part here, that it uses unique lineups. So the other information kind of token here says the diversifier will assign lineups to contests intelligently to maximize diversity across all contests in this group. Random will randomize all of these lineups across all of the contests within the group. So I think the other part is important because it says randomly assigns unique lineups. So unique random and random are the same thing, even though it doesn't say unique. So think of the portfolio fill method as unique rank. Think of the random fill method as unique random. And then think of all contests in one group as rank. That is how everything from old transfers over into new. It looks different, but it is working in the same manner. So you shouldn't have like lost the ability to do stuff on old into new. It just might look a little bit different, but definitely understand the clarification question here and happy to spend some time breaking down the differences and similarities there. All right. We answered a couple questions here. Did a pretty in-depth demo talking about the differences between old Saber Sim and new Saber Sim and where to find things that you might have had trouble finding. So I think we are all set. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until